Wow. Ruth Bader Ginsburg and I had exactly the same thing. Three broken ribs on the left side. I feel badly for her because there's nothing much they do to treat broken ribs. They don't put them in a cast. I guess some pain medicine might be about it. And even that was minimal when I broke three ribs after being tossed off my horse in Dallas when I was working down there. So wish her all the best, but three broken ribs is not a day at the beach. She will be in some real discomfort for some period of time. We're asking, has the press overplayed their hand? Yes, they have a place. They have an important place. Journalists have an important place. But they've used journalism and they've used the Constitution as a shield more than a goal of being well-informed, having a populace that has access to the decision-makers, spreading the word, giving us the word, letting us know what's happening. Instead, they're just out there like a hit squad. Let's go to, I think it would be Angelo in Niagara Falls. Angelo, you're on WBEN. Yes, thank you for calling.
Hi, Sandy. How are you?
I'm fine. What do you got for us today, Angelo?
Well, I'll have a question in a second, but yeah, they've overplayed their hand, and they overplayed it ever since Donald Trump went down that escalator.
That's true.
And the one thing, my opinion, that I disagree with, I think Acosta should have a permanent revoking of his pass, not a temporary, because he's been kicked out of the Oval Office. This is not his first offense.
And it looks like that's his goal. So if that's his goal is to be more obnoxious than the rest of the reporters, I like your idea. Kick him out and say, go do something else.
And Sandy, the thing I don't understand, these White House pressers, any information that Sarah Huckabee or the president gives them, they ignore. They don't report it anyway. They're just ambush sessions and gotcha sessions, and I really don't see the point of them.
Yeah, we're not learning much from those. Usually he'll tweet it out or it'll be at one of his speeches, but those are, I guess he feels he has to do those, but it's not a fountain of information. Hey, thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. Got a lot of texts here. I feel badly for you guys. You just don't see Trump for who he is. I hope he doesn't ruin your country beyond repair. You know, I was thinking about that as I read it. And I'm thinking, well, let's see now. We have the lowest unemployment numbers in the history of the country. We have 1.6 million jobs that are open right now looking for people to fill them. He has he's lowered our taxes. He's given us a higher standing in the world community in one way, shape, or another.
Made trade agreements fair for a change.
Exactly. If you consider that ruining our country, and we're economically high as a kite, if that's ruining, keep it coming.
I love it.
I do too. Thank you very much. Here, let's see. Oh, that one shifted already. All right, let's go back to the calls. This last one over here would be Patty in Ontario. Patty, you're on WBEN.
Hi. From what I can see, basically the media in the U.S. and in Canada have become a propaganda machine. And I was wondering if they can get recognition through their rudeness and their insults and whatever game it is they're playing there. Does that impact their salary negotiations?
Well, the bigger star, quote-unquote, they become by whatever route, either by being embarrassingly obnoxious or actually getting a good story legally and something they can be proud of, they learned a long time ago with Woodward and Bernstein. Woodward and Bernstein were haranguing Richard Nixon, and he stepped down. And they've been famous ever since. I think they're looking for that kind of a moment. Woodward and Bernstein at least did good journalism. These people are just clowns right now, looking for a quick hit.
Yes, I totally agree with you, and they're way beyond. As that one man said, once Trump came down the elevator, that's when they started. They didn't just start now. And, of course, if those, probably somebody's already said, if it had been a Republican that had shoved that woman and she'd been a Democrat, oh, my goodness, we've been back having the new Kavanaugh hearings or something.
Absolutely. You know, the Kavanaugh hearings, as hard as they were to go through, for us to watch and him to and his family to go through it, served a purpose. It showed how nasty not just opposition is, but how nasty their viewpoint is toward any kind of respect for anybody. This was a respected man sitting on a federal court with a lifetime appointment, and they were treating him like he was a bum. Thank you. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
But at the same time, they had no problem with Keith Ellison being accused.
Yeah. Exactly. They're as hypocritical as you can possibly get. And if you really think about it, whether you like the president or not is immaterial. You're there to either gather information or to report information and give us an insight as to what's happening with the country. Not to show how brave you are, how obnoxious you are to try and get the president to look foolish.
How about this? Reporters, we don't care what your opinion is.
Yeah.
Did you ever think about that?
It's the same thing as the Bruce Springsteens of the world. We don't give a damn. All we care about is when he gets on stage, is he going to give us a good performance? That's all we expect. We don't care.
Springsteen, you can't expect that.
Well, I use Springsteen as a good example. Yes. Did you have your hand up? Do you have a Facebook for us?
No, I was just going to sing Bruce, but I will. I'll bring up Facebook.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, let me give you my Bruce Springsteen opinion. Bruce Springsteen has some great songs because of the instrumentals, not because of Bruce Springsteen.
Okay, there's an impartial judge right there, ladies and gentlemen.
There we go. But let's go with Nick, who says, when a reporter sounds like a prosecutor, something is very wrong. I don't recall anyone attacking President Obama in the same way. He deserves to be banned permanently.
And they wouldn't dare, and they didn't dare. They, you know, it's a wonder they didn't just bring him gifts every time they had a press conference. But now this is a different guy, different time, different
attitude.
Can you
imagine Obama? Hey, President Obama, are you going to show your birth certificate?
Yeah.
Yeah, that might have happened.
How about your taxes? Come on, let's see him. All right, we'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBN.
I'll tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN.
Let's go to Cheryl in Kenmore. Cheryl, you're on WBN.
Hi, Sandy. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Cheryl. What do you have for us today?
Well, I watched the press conference start to finish, and should not the President of the United States, the most powerful person in the world, be able to handle even the most difficult questions in a dignified and truthful manner? I'm old enough to remember his predecessors, and they handled awkward press questions properly. I don't think anyone, press or private citizen, should be afraid to ask our president any question.
Do you think the president should have any normal amount of respect in the questions asked instead of an accusatory manner, a respectful manner?
Oh, the press has always been on every president.
Not like this. Not like this, and you know it, and I know it. There's some, like Nixon, that they didn't particularly like. Some that they did, like Barack Obama. Nothing like this.
Well, I can remember watching Nixon. That was my first election. And I just think that confrontation yesterday, it just seems to portray Trump as being combative and having a thin skin.
You really looked at that, and your thought, your takeaway from that was that Trump had a thin skin. You didn't see anything besides that.
He should have turned away. He could have excused it and not gotten into it.
Well, let me tell you something, Cheryl. If I'm on trial and you're on the jury, remind me to declare myself guilty. Thank you. Thank you very much. Wow, let's see. People have different takeaways. If that was her legitimate takeaway, that's that. I feel badly for her, but
I think it's more if people don't pay attention to what's going on.
And you couldn't address anybody the way he was addressing the President of the United States. Try that with your boss, okay? Try that with your boss, that kind of attitude, not just a question, but like Tony said, it's like you're the district attorney and somebody, and you're examining somebody. You're trying to prove that they're guilty. That's what this was yesterday. To think it was the president not being able to handle a tough question, no. Not in my mind, anyway.
No, it was a blatant, biased attempt to embarrass the president.
That's all it was. Let's go to Ted on a cell phone. Ted, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy. Please take care of your voice.
Yeah, I know. It comes and goes. It's congestion, and I'm being treated for it. Go ahead. Well, thank you.
Take care. My opinion about the press is, yes, they've overstepped their bounds. I think that as a viewer and as a listener, there are certain outlets that more mirror how I feel. I think that perhaps a lottery system should be put in place for the press corps, and maybe there's a certain number of questions allotted to a certain number of reporters. You get one follow-up, and they're questions. They're not statements of prosecution.
Yeah, I like that. And if you won the lottery and you were going to get to ask a question, you wouldn't have to jump in on everybody else's question to make sure that you were heard. There seems to be great urgency to just yell something and hope he hears you.
That's very disruptive. That's very disruptive.
Yeah, that's not done in any other forum that I'm aware of. And so we go to the top forum, which would be a presidential press conference, and we allow it there. I don't know why. I think there's a lot of things they could do to reform that so it could be an informative question and answer session with real journalists and the real president.
May I say one more thing?
Sure, go ahead.
I think that you respect the office to the ultimate. Respect the office to the ultimate, much as what you were saying earlier. Respect the man because he has attained that office. You don't have to like him. You don't have to agree with him, but respect him and respect the office above all.
Well said. Well said. They should make a plaque out of that and put it up at the press headquarters there. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, can you imagine any other scenario like that? I don't know what the press was like in George Washington's time, but can you imagine trying to make George Washington, who held the same office, by the way, look like a fool? Hmm? How about Franklin Delano Roosevelt after the Japanese have attacked us? Can you imagine the press standing up and going after FDR the way they just went after Trump? No. And any of these situations, as I said, can you imagine your commanding officer having a briefing and you're a press reporter and you treat him like that? No. Why do we allow it for the president? When the president signs up, he signs up to be president, not a piñata. But that's what they treat him like. We'll come back. We want to hear from you, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. He's on the phone. If you have any questions, we're asking. The situation with Jim Acosta yesterday, he had his credentials removed. Temporarily, let's hope it's more than temporarily.
I think one of the things that maybe has the left so has their undies up in a bunch here is that they're so into PC and have been so into PC over the last I don't know how many years that Trump comes out this is like I'm not PC and he's letting them have it and it's blowing their minds away. They can't handle it.
Well, let's see how they handle if Nancy Pelosi becomes Speaker again. Let's see how they handle a press conference with her. See if they treat her with kid gloves or if they run all over her with spike shoes on like they do with Trump. That'll be interesting.
By the way, I thought it was beautiful yesterday when Trump went out there and said, oh, Nancy Pelosi has to be the speaker.
She's earned it. It's beautiful.
Because he knows she's the key to him being reelected.
Exactly.
She's such an idiot.
They use her all the time. Mr. Beamer, you have several Facebooks for us. If you could give us a couple, please.
I did. I do, and I think the three of us could use was a nice laugh, right? Patty says, the president is disgusting. He is ignorant, classless, and pathetic. All who believe his behavior is acceptable are similarly arrogant, classless, and pathetic.
Well, she should be in the White House press corps, because that's exactly how they view him.
Sounds like a true liberal.
Exactly. Why not just admit it, you know? And just say it, go there, unload your garbage, and go home.
Just come out and say, look, I can't argue with you on facts, so let me just name call, yeah. Because that's all I have.
And when I get back to the newsroom, all my buddies will be patting me on the back, saying,
hero.
What a great job I did. And maybe I can get a big contract like Megyn Kelly and fall flat on my face like she did. We'll be back after this. Hang in there. It's Beach and Company. We want to know from you. Has the press overplayed its role? Press definitely has a role, no question about that. We love the Constitution, and the Constitution guarantees that they have a role. Yes.
Should all of us, you know, us as people who just watch and observe everything that's going on, press included, stop and understand that times have changed. I don't think we can go back to a lot of what we were used to. I think the mentality is such that
vicious.
We have to be like this.
It is vicious right now. I've never seen anything like it.
I mean, they attack his son, they attack his family, his wife, but that's okay. If you would attack Michelle Obama, well, Barack would, oh my God, you'd be drummed out.
There was a column written during the campaign that said that his wife had been a prostitute, for crying out loud. It was unbelievable. They have no shame, and apparently they have no professionalism, as Jim Acosta proved yesterday. On News Radio, 930 WBEN. And it is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, voice or not. And let's go to always a high point on the show when Gary from Williamsville calls in. Gary, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello, Gary. We treat you with respect, Gary. You're a man who deserves respect. What do you got for us today?
He finds you well.
Yes.
So, did that sound weird?
No. Sounded fine.
Society has forgotten all about that type of decorum and respect.
That's right. And as a matter of fact, there used to be rules on how senators address other senators and what had to be in the initial part of the address. Those days are long gone.
About the past 10 years, I've noticed that society has forgotten all rules of respect and decorum. We've actually turned very, very nasty to each other. And the press is a reflection of that. No one has any you know, inkling about going at someone for whatever reason they feel is necessary. If you'll notice the rise of the Black Lives Matter and Antifa movement, they are becoming not just respectful, becoming violent. They think it's okay to attack public officials in public.
And you can accuse them of anything you want without any proof at all and expect to be taken seriously.
I've watched some of the videos of the Antifa protest. Sandy, they're using weapons and bear spray on people. And the language would make a sailor blush with children around.
Well, you know, I'm a big car guy. I remember a few years ago when the Hummer first came out and I had one. In San Francisco, the Hummer dealer had all of his trucks that were on his lot vandalized because somebody didn't like the fact that they used up too much gasoline. I mean, so it's been around for a long time.
I guess this is part of the transformation that was promised to America that we just have to tolerate.
Yeah, if you have what you consider a righteous cause, you care about the planet or something like that, everybody else should just step aside. Your opinions don't count. We're going to dictate what you eat, what you drive, what you wear, and everything else. That's baloney. I think people are getting sick of it, too.
Are people becoming afraid to be respectful in public now?
Because it shows weakness. If you're respectful, if a reporter stands up to ask the president in a respectful manner, a respectful and decent question, that's considered weakness. And I'm sure they're not among the top faves of the rest of the press corps.
I don't know. I'm pretty scared.
Well, you're always welcome here. We'll be scared together, Gary. Thank you. Thank you very much. Originally, the rules of the Senate, if I were addressing you, I would say my esteemed colleague from Kentucky, boom, 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 boom. Now, forget it, Charlie. All of that stuff is gone. It used to be that at least in the diplomatic corps, you could understand it because you're dealing with different cultures and everything else. But those kind of days of decent conversation seems to have gone. Mr. Beamer, I see you have some. Why are you laughing? What did you get?
I'm just thinking of something Tony said. That's
I bet you were. You are bad boys. But my esteemed colleague, Mr. Joseph Beamer, has a Facebook for us.
Yes, and I can get professional when needed.
Good.
Robin says, a very rude grandstander. I sat behind him at President Trump's, then candidate Trump's, rally, and several times he would just roll his eyes and laugh. He has only magnified his dislike for the president. He has no business covering the president in such an unprofessional way. This is way beyond freedom of speech.
Well, I totally agree with that. First of all, I think that beyond the White House pulling his press pass temporarily, I think they should remove any kind of a pretense that he is a journalist. He is definitely not doing them a service, I can tell you that. Another, please.
Lori says his behavior was inappropriate, and the way he treated that White House staffer with the mic was just inexcusable.
Yeah, she's a very young woman. And we're always in the workplace, and keep in mind that's where they were. They were in the president's workplace, and allegedly the press's workplace. There's no room for that.
I heard CNN edited the video of it to show that, oh no, Acosta never touched her, and then they looked at it and said, yeah, he did.
Oh, look, he was water skiing at the time, yes.
They did, in the edited video, they tweeted out with their statement on Acosta last night on how they stand 100% behind Jim Acosta.
Just amazing.
Why they have no credibility.
What a sham. I mean, that's the only way to describe it. It is a sham. We'll take a break and be back for the final segment of Beach & Company on News Radio 930 WBEN.
And they're hundreds of miles away, though. They're hundreds and hundreds of miles away. That's
not
an invasion.
Honestly, I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN.
All right.
And if you did it well, your ratings would be much better.
I got a nice text that says, Sandy, that's the best analogy I've ever heard. The president is being treated like a piñata. Excellent. Signed, Gene. And Gene, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, you know what a piñata is? It's for kids' birthdays usually. They take something, they fill it with candy. Then they hang it from the ceiling, and the kids with a blindfold on and a stick hit the piñata until candy falls out. And that's what their goal is, to get candy to fall out after hitting it with a stick. Well, that's exactly what they do with the president. In this case, they're not looking for candy. They're looking for some misspeak, some bad thinking. Who knows what? But they're looking for something to fall out that'll give them more standing in the journalistic community. I think the journalists are shot right now. They've blown all of their credibility. They really have. At least if they were honest enough to say, we're not journalists, we're just opinion makers, or we try to be. And then you give them some space because you know that they have an agenda. They'll deny having an agenda, so you got to live with it, I guess. Let's go to, who would this be? George. It was George. Let's try George here. George, what is going on here? All right, let's go up here, shall we? This is weird, Tony. Everything I'm punching, all the lights are on, and I'm punching it, and dial tones are coming on. Try this one. Phil in Lockport. Phil, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Oh, I'm so glad you were there, Phil. The last one before total not being able to use it. What's on your mind?
All right. Jim Acosta has gone well over the edge. He has gone over the edge. I agree with that. He's, like, rude, has bad manners, like a spoiled child who needs a good spanking. Now, one of the things I wanted to ask, one thing I've never heard, but I've heard this, that Trump lied. Trump lied. I heard it from liberals. I heard it from the Democrat liberals. I've heard it from the people over calling in from Canada. But nobody seems to ask for a specific example and give a specific example. It's just simply repetition of saying, oh, Trump lied, Trump lied.
Well, what set Acosta off is the fact that, let's see, he didn't like the president used the term invasion for the people marching toward our borders. And even if he didn't like it, first of all, who cares if he likes it or not? But if you have a group of foreign people coming determined to cross our borders with no credentials, what the hell would you call it? I'd call it an invasion, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so would I.
That's the way it goes, but at least you can see through it, Phil. Thank God. Thank
well,
it's you.
The same thing can be said when they throw out he's a racist.
Yeah.
Somebody got
what does
in
that
my
mean?
Face
yeah,
a couple weeks ago and said, you know, Donald Trump is a racist. I prove it.
Give me an example.
Well, I don't have to prove it. Well,
you don't
lost.
Have to prove it. You don't have to say it either. Isn't it lovely to be able to just say anything you want without having to show up any proof? You know, we do talk shows. Talk shows are opinion-based. But if you want to, anytime you take a position where somebody said, well, give me an example, I hope you have an example to give them. Because you know, opinions are one thing. Facts are a thing that should always be included in your thought process before you come to your opinion. But eventually, if you dig deep enough, you've got to have somewhere, sometime, somehow, it based on something that you can hold up and say, yeah, this is an example of it. Mr. Beamer, could I have a Facebook from you, please?
Oh, you sure can, Sandy. We'll start with... Oh, my headphones. We will start...
I think we're being taken over by ghosts. You know, in the last section, I punched up three different lines that all went to a dial tone. Now, I can't believe they all hung up because they weren't on that long. Yeah, but that's the way it goes. Go ahead.
Cindy says, Jim Acosta has been using his press room position as a podium for his personal opinion. His job is to ask tough questions of the president, but not to grandstand on his opinions. He deserves to be out for a while, keeping in mind his prior position was writing editorials.
Now, yeah, okay. That's a good point because that's a very, very good point. I don't care what he thinks of the president's terminology of using the term invasion or not. He is supposed to find out what the president has to say and then report it. That's his job, not to challenge the president on, well, you shouldn't use the term invasion, blah, 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 blah. Why not? If that's the term he wants to use, I think it's totally appropriate. I don't know what else you would call somebody coming uninvited en route with a mob,
waving their country's flag.
Yeah, and determined they've already, one person has died already. Might I remind you, an officer of the law in Mexico died during this thing. So I think he has a right to call it that, with no questions asked. And it's not up to you. And by the way, I looked at a lot of the results of the election yesterday, or the day before. Today is Thursday, right? Okay, 2 days before. I looked up a lot of the results. I didn't see one vote for Jim Acosta. I didn't see one person who voted for him because he wasn't on any ballot. You want to do that? Run for an office. And if you win, then you can give us your opinion and it'll mean something. But as of now, just another journalist trying to make a name
well,
for himself.
Well, since he is acting like a little child, then treat him like one. Now it's time for a timeout.
Yeah,
sit in the corner, Jim.
Give him a lollipop. Let's go to Mary and Sheldon. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy.
Hello, Mary. What do you have?
I have a burr in my boot over that press conference.
I think you're not the only one. That's why we're talking about it.
In my opinion, President Trump should have stopped the press conference, told security to have Jim removed, and said, if any other reporters want to act this way and be disrespectful to me, you're going to be removed as well.
Yes, I would like to have seen it. They would have used that clip probably still even today, showing how disrespectful the president is to the press. See, they have not the final say, but they have plenty of airtime to use stuff like this, and that's what they do. That's exactly what they do. But I think he would have been within his rights to do it, certainly.
Absolutely. I couldn't believe the gall.
It is so disrespectful. You couldn't do that with your kid's principal. You couldn't do that with the person behind the counter at 7-Eleven. Why in the hell can you do it to the President of the United States? Thank you. Thank you very much. Would you even attempt to do it with anybody else? The answer is no. Okay, that about wraps it up. I'm going to go home, give my voice a little massage. Thank you very much. Sound better tomorrow. But we got through it today, and we'll be back tomorrow at 9 on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.